voice of the Oak Kings, Corey Graham, joins us. Corey, when you shut out a team by back-to-back games, it's hard to critique anything. And the shots, I think, if my math was correct, was like 100-44. Like, this is real domination. Just looks like a more experienced team against a young Brandon Wheat Kings team.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, Jason. It's kind of, you know, especially that first game, I thought Edmonton kind of just toyed with Brandon a little bit. The Wheat Kings definitely had some pushback in game two and were better, but, you know, still weren't able to beat Tristan Jarry. He's been fantastic so far in these first two games. And, I mean, you talk about back-to-back shutouts, clearly the goalie's doing something right. But, you know, the Oak Kings are getting goals when they need them. They're getting production throughout the lineup, and they're doing a good job of limiting Brandon's chances. But Jari's had to make some big saves to keep those goose eggs on the board. But I'd imagine a little bit of a demoralized Wheat Kings team coming home here, trying to find a way to get something going.
Well, they'll have last change. What do you think will be the strategy as far as to try to keep some guys away or try to get a matchup that they prefer at home?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I'm not really sure, to be honest, what they'd like to see out there. They kind of have the two lines going with the Horlock line and the Quenneville line, and they kind of mix things up a little bit up front. And I guess you'd like to get away from Curtis Lazar's unit a little bit. I mean, they've been so good defensively and also been able to find a way to find the back of the net with Eddie Kolda getting a couple goals last game. So I would assume that's probably what you try to do, is get your most offensive unit, whichever one you sort of deem of those two, away from the Lazar matchup, and, you know, you try to get them out against, I mean, the Oak Kings fourth line doesn't play a lot. And, you know, if you play against Keezer's line, Keezer's one of the better two-way guys in the league. And, I mean, maybe you try to play against the Samuelson unit and try to keep them in their own zone. So there's not a lot of good matchups for Brandon offensively. But I would assume they try to get away a little bit from Curtis Lazar and try to get some offense going somehow.
Corey, you've covered the Oak Kings now for a long time. Do they need competitive games throughout the playoffs? Does it impact them? Or is this a team that, you know what, if they just steamroll Brandon, they'll be well-rested and move on to face either Kootenay or the Hat, and it won't matter?
Yeah, I don't think it really mattered, to be honest with you. You know, the Raiders gave them some tough games in the first round, and those, you know, that was a tight series despite Edmonton winning all four. And, you know, the Wheat Kings, you know, I don't think they're going to go away easily here whatsoever. So, I don't really think the Oak Kings need to be all that battle-tested, though, to say to go into the next round. They seem to be, you know, their veterans are so composed and have sort of rubbed off a lot on the rookies and the younger players on this team to sort of, you know, expect to win games and know what it takes to win, you know. They're a team that doesn't panic if they're down in a hockey game. They're a team that doesn't panic if it's a scoreless game or tied late. They seem to find a way to get the goal they need. So, you know, they've had some good pushes against them. They've obviously weathered them, though, and really kind of taken it to the other team. Now, that being said, you talked about the shot matchups in this series so far. It's been heavily dominated by Edmonton. But, you know, the Wheat Kings have been, you know, I think especially last game, game two, they were in the game. They just weren't able to find the back of the net. So, they've had some challenges, but not a game where you've really been sort of concerned, I guess, about the score at any point.
Corey Graham, voice of the Oak Kings, joined us. No injuries, any lineup changes at all coming for the Oak Kings?
I don't think so. You know, Brandon Baddock and Blake Orban are both skating and are both close, but, you know, I don't think they want to mess with what's been working so far. So, you know, they changed the fourth line around a little bit, which they've kind of done all year, getting different guys in to make sure everybody's sort of in the flow of things. And, you know, I'm sure Baddock's going to push to get back in the lineup, as is Orban, once he's in game shape. But, you know, they continue to skate and continue to be ready. And, you know, at the long run here, you hope for your club, so you want to have guys ready to go. And as of right now, you know, they brought Reid Petrick back in, because that's a no-brainer the way he's played this year. But, you know, I don't think they're too concerned right now about changing things up with the way it's been going.
Corey, quickly to the other series, you know, 2-0 in Kelowna and Portland. I think people kind of expected that. Or do you think Victoria will maybe give Portland a better run now that they're at home ice?
Yeah, I don't know. Portland's been so impressive these two games. And I'll be honest, I thought Victoria had a shot to knock that team off. But the way Portland's played, I mean, they've just been dominant out in that series. They've been scoring at will. They made Victoria look bad at different times. And, you know, Portland right now looks like an absolute machine out there. They're a team that I think scares anybody. You know, they've won 34 of 35 games. They haven't lost at home for what seems like forever. And, you know, Victoria's without Keegan Kanzig again tonight because he's suspended. And, it's clearly a huge – I mean, if Victoria is going to win the series, they're going to have to win tonight. If they're going to be in this series at all, they're going to have to win tonight. But realistically, Portland doesn't give up anything right now. And, you know, Victoria scored three goals last game and still got blown out. So it doesn't look good if you're a Royal fan right now thinking your team comes back. But, you know, stranger things have happened. They've beaten Portland a few times this year, but the Winterhawks, they almost seem to be toying with them a little bit, the way they move the puck around. So I'm a little surprised how good they've been, but, you know, I'll give them all the credit in the world for how they're playing. And, you know, you're right about Kelowna. I think Kelowna, it's really set up to be a Kelowna-Portland series at West. And Kelowna's kind of had a bit of an easier run so far. And I think we'll take care of business here against Seattle as well.
Corey, we'll be listening early starts tomorrow and Wednesday, 6 o'clock right here on TSN 1260. Appreciate it.
All right, Jason, anytime. Thanks for the time.